This date is September the 4th, 1968. Mrs. Evans, where were you born?
1029 East Noble Street.
Here in Alliance?
Here in Alliance.
What year was that?
March 4th, 1885.
Who was president then?
Grover Cleveland.
Now,
I remember that because my father wanted to call me Ruth after his daughter. And my mother said that no, she has to be called Ellen after my sister.
You had others in the family?
After her sister.
Oh, I see.
After her sister. Yes.
Now, who were the others in your family, though?
Well, Benjamin next to me, and then a sister, Carrie, and Robert.
Any still with you?
They all lived here. They're all gone.
I see. What was Alliance like in 1885 or in those early years?
Well, I, of course, couldn't remember back that far. But as I remember it, we children were not allowed to rove around, so I didn't know too much about Main Street. I have learned a lot about it since working here at the museum. But we were kept pretty close home, and I went to school at Franklin School, a small building then, and which was enlarged later.
But it is the same building?
Same part of it is the same building. And teachers are well known in Alliance, Mamie Farley and Mary Hasten, and Virgil Mills was a principal in the seventh grade. Then we had to walk up to the high school building.
You had six grades at Franklin.
For the eighth grade.
Oh, I see.
Under Elizabeth Fetters.
Where was the high school located, where it is now?
Yes. Yes, it had been the Christian College, you know, and closed, and the Board of Education bought the building.
Tell me nothing. Tell me about the Christian College.
It was a three-story building, and at that time the high school was only 3 years. That you went from the eighth grade into the first high school. That was Charles Betts, and Miss Leake was one of the teachers, and there was three high schools. Well, 1873 was the panic in the country, and I always had the impression that closed the college, but not entirely. There was a little financial difficulty, and it was used, Salvation Army used it, and they had different things there. Then the school board rented a couple of rooms, and then later bought the building.
Well, was this, when it was the Christian College, was this under any church auspices?
Disciple.
I see.
Christian Church or Disciples. They, A.B. Wade started it and collected his money from the Disciple churches in other states. And seemed to be going to be a success, but it closed. We have a picture of the faculty here in the museum.
When did it start, the Christian College?
1867.
Well, let's go back to where you were born on Noble. Do you recall any of the other people who lived in that area, anything about their homes and their families?
Well, right on the corner of Franklin and Noble, next to the school building, was a gray brick. And John McConnell, mayor of Alliance, lived there. And then down on Noble was Emmett Morgan. He was an official at the council, but I can't remember just exactly what. But course, all those people are gone. There was Brunies and Bruners and...
When you were growing up in the late 1880s and 1890s, did you have, I was thinking of the youngsters today and all the toys that they have and all of the equipment that they have to play with and so on.
No, we didn't have, no one seemed to have too much, you know, down in that section. Well, those early years, mm-hmm. they didn't. And I remember as a youngster, the neighbors thought one Christmas, one of the young men was Santa Claus, and they came to each house, rang his bell, you could hear him coming. And I remember that I was so frightened that I was tiny, and I crawled under the chair my mother was sitting on. I remember that so so well. And when the Santa Claus asked what we wanted him to bring, I was so scared I couldn't answer. I got a doll, I remember that, but I didn't have the gift of gab.
What
that I've had since.
What was the occupation of your father at this time?
Carpenter. And that first house that he bought burned down. And when my younger brother, Robert, was just a couple of weeks old, and C.C. Davidson, who was the early superintendent of schools, was also a man that helped loaned money. So he, my father being a carpenter, he could build his own home through the help financially of C.C. Davidson. And that home is still standing down there. Colored family.
You mentioned some others of the in the area there. What were some of their occupations?
Well, I just don't.
Well, the shops were very active in Lyons,
yes,
at that time.
Yes, railroaders, engineers, brakemen, conductors, everywhere. And I remember. A lot of us, he's a railroader. He's got a lot of money. Mm-hmm. They seemed to make more money than anybody else at that time.
Now, when you mention the railroad, I think of the old station that used to be here. What was the name of that, where they had the boarding house and so on?
Sarbeck House.
Yeah.
Is that the one you
mean?
We have the pictures of all the depots, and the depot for this track is right down here standing. That was a grocery store. But the Sarbeck House was north of the tracks, a frame building, very fancy. And that's where Lincoln got off the train and ate and gave a talk when he was on his way to be inaugurated. And that burned down, and then they built the big one on the south side of the tracks. And that's the one that was torn down a few years ago.
Mm-hmm. For the present.
Yes. And very famous, that Sarbeck House became famous all over the country. At one time, Sherman, they came out of their way to get to this famous eating place.
That's
and
the
Prince of Wales.
Prince of Wales ate there?
Yes.
Did Ellen Evans ever eat there?
No. No, We kiddos were kept pretty close home. Didn't get to run around, but I know Mrs. Rosenberg waited on table in that famous dining room, yes. And we have a finger bowl, rest.
From the Sarbeck House?
Mm-hmm.
Here in the museum?
Yes.
Tell me about this museum and how the Historical Society came to have it and its belongings.
Well, Mabel Hartzell, it's through Mabel Hartzell. She was born in Saginaw, Michigan, and her mother had taught school, and she, of course, passed away, and the father had the three girls, Mabel, Gwendolyn, and Maggie, and broke up his home. Well, Early's had built this building in 1867, and they had no children by 1884. So they asked if they might have Mabel. And they, she came here in November 1884. We have the dress and the coat. Her mother had made her a plaid alpaca dress that'll never wear out, I guess, and because alpaca doesn't, I guess. Mm-hmm. And crocheted a coat, and she wore those when she come, and Mabel being historical minded, kept them. And in April of the 1885, I mean, they adopted her and permitted her to keep her own name. And she went through high school, 1895. 1905, she come out of Mount Union College and taught here. Then she retired for 13 years, took care of her foster parents, and then went back to college, come out of Ohio State, and taught. And everything they had was left to Mabel. And Mabel eventually gave everything north of Vine to the river for the Early Park.
That's known as Early
Yes,
Hill.
With the understanding that it carried the name Early. And so it...
When was that? Do you know when that was?
No, we have it here somewheres, mm-hmm. but I don't know that date. It's in some of our records. And
Well, then she...
She helped. She, with Mrs. Dorothy Donaldson and Mrs. Van Winkle, organized the Historical Society in 39, and the articles that were given to them for the museum were kept in their attics.
Oh.
And then they kept hoping for a home.
You had a Historical Society, but you had no museum at that
no.
time.
No. Mm-hmm. And they kept the things in their attic and hoping for a gift of a home.
Mm-hmm.
And of course they didn't receive any, and when Mabel's will was read, why, the building, the land from Vine back to the alley,
mm-hmm.
and was left to the Historical Society to house the Alliance history, all of it if we could get it, the pioneers, their history, and their antiques. And we have tried very hard to carry out Mabel's wish.
I want to go back to this time prior to 1900 again. Are there any scenes that you recall personally of, well, you said you didn't get up to Main Street very often, for example, but surely you were there sometime.
Yes.
What do you recall? Can you describe any of the stores?
I can't describe the buildings. I remember that it was this way. The one side you went up and the other side you went down. And I remember we had to go after our mail, and the post office was the building torn down there at Seneca and Main.
Okay.
And I did get that far because I had to go for the mail, and my chin just reached the ledge there, you know. And I remember once only, but that was so stilled in my mind, I've never been able to get rid of it. My father was quite elderly when he was married, and I reached for my chin up there and asked for the mail, and she said that, well, your grandfather was just in and got it, and I've never forgotten that. And when I told my father, he wasn't very happy. Oh, dear.
Oh, that's the kind of anecdote you remember through all the years. Mm-hmm. Well, now, did you wear the present, what we call the square now, that was
yes, the square was
thing.
There, and our father took we children to the fairs. They had the fair, Alliance Fair, on the square.
Was this a yearly affair of some sort?
Yes, yearly. And
what would you have at a fair then? You tell us it's around 1900?
Oh, 1885. I was pretty small.
I see.
It would be around 1900, probably before, and I don't remember that. But I know that I was quite small.
Well, and what was at the fair? Was it on the square
now? Well, vegetables and things like that, on a small scale. It finally got large, and they went to Rock Hill Park.
Were there, was it something like a carnival?
Yes. Well.
But you could also purchase groceries and household items?
Well, no, you didn't. It was like the fair at Canton or Columbus.
The county fair.
You went to county fair, only city fair.
I see. Well, then we don't have that now.
No.
How long, when did that
stop? Oh, I don't know. It was out at Rock Hill, and it finally disappeared. But our father always took us, and they had this taffy, white taffy, vanilla taffy, and we always got a stick, each one of us.
That was a big event, wasn't
it? Yes, that was quite an event. Because there wasn't too much money flowing around.
Well, but this was the time that we refer to now as the gay 90s.
Yes.
Do you remember
anything
gay about it?
Yes, we have pictures here of the square at that time, the old-fashioned city hall, and ladies with their bustles and their dresses clear down to the ground, and hats, and the men with silk hats, stovepipe hats, we called them.
Were there any theaters then in Alliance?
Oh, yes.
Vaudeville?
Well, see, about that time, I was still a kid, I guess, and they had a picture show. I remember getting there, and
What kind of a picture show, do you recall?
I was trying to think. The lady that sang was, she married a Stamp, Joe Stamp. I forget her name. I think it was Richardson, May Richardson or something.
Right.
And they had a singer. She sang and the piano. I don't know when that went out of existence, but it was on the north side of Main Street, I know that. And at that time, the post office was at the corner of southwest corner.
Of
Maine and Freedom.
Freedom. I'm going to
They don't sound quite the same to you.
Well, tell me, World War One.
Oh.
What do you recall about Alliance and the mobilization and the reaction and so on?
Well, as far as Alliance goes, they were active in every war that's ever been. That's one reason I've been proud of Alliance.
Yes.
Because they always took part. And
were there parades?
There was, of course, there would be parades and the coming together of the soldiers. I don't know as I.
Well, were there any? Do you recall any rallies or special events to inform the people of the activities of the war?
There was plenty. I expect. I know in the beginning. I've read the history here, and have read that it was the. It wasn't the Civil War, because that one everybody wanted to have a part, but it was. That was 1861, 1812, I think it was, that they tried to call them together. Well, that wouldn't have been here because we weren't here.
When did this town start?
It started in 1838, down here.
But at where?
Right here, in this part of town.
Early Till.
Was called Freedom. Matthias Hester had come in from Pennsylvania to East New Lisbon, it was called then, and then into Salem and into Mount Union, and built a store on the corner where the Sahaya is. Had a store there.
At the corner in Mount Union, you mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And had a store, and he built a home, and he wanted a church, and there was taverns, and not so much interest in the church. So, but he sold his outfit and bought the 60 acres down here, and then his building was turned into a tavern. But anyway, he bought the 60 acres down here and built a home, and they got a Baptist church built right across the street from here. Right away, quick.
Where Early's Hill is now.
Mm-hmm. And the first cemetery was right there, and later they had a little split, and the Disciple Church started. Well, he had given them ground for that, and then he gave them the other church ground over on Walnut and Wayne to build the first Disciple Church. And wrote a letter. He was on council, Matthias Hester, and he wrote a letter. We have that letter. Mr. Osborne has it now in the book up there. And to the effect, he was on council, but he wrote the letter that it was time to find a new cemetery. The one over here, and he advised about 2 miles away from here. He wasn't visualizing yet the advance of Alliance, and the funny part of it was he advised them to buy it at least 2 miles from here, because when it rained, there might be disagreeable odor.
Is that so?
And
well, now tell me, we'll get back to this historical society now. We're in a room, as we're recording here, we're in a kitchen off here to the left. What was this room?
dining room.
This was the dining room.
We sometimes wonder if perhaps that room was built on afterward, but I guess not, because of the cupboard and the dry sink and everything. It must have been built when the house was built, 1867.
Aren't any secret passageways in here, are there?
Any what?
Secret passageways, you know, hidden stairways.
No, the school children have asked that question many times, if there was an attic or a basement they could get into. And the basement, of course, was cleaned out from unnecessary things. And the attic has never been used, I guess. It has no floor. But we have a room up over here that we're storing.
Now, the rooms are furnished with items that have been given the Historical
Yes.
Society, but the attempt is to try to have the rooms appear pretty much as they would have been
Yes.
in the last century.
Yes. Now, at first, I think a good many people didn't bother to come. They thought it was Mabel's home as she left it. And that is not exactly true, because there were no glassware, no china, no silverware, no linens. A lot of those things were not here, but the carpet and the curtains. And as the curtains wear out, we have workers, all of us together, that have curtains in the attic, and they bring those and put them up. And most rooms, now the parlor has a bookcase and the big piano that came in. But the one bedroom that was the early bedroom and has the real old bedroom suite is as it was. But all the antiques that have come in from the very beginning, the first settlers in Lexington, 1805, we have accumulated up there articles through Mrs. Breckner of Sebring. She's a third generation of the Phelps family. And a good bit, all the china, silver, and glassware has come in from the early pioneers.
Now, do you think that it's a good thing for the young people of Alliance to come down here and see all of these items?
And they do. All the scouts, they have to come through the museum to get a medal.
Mm-hmm.
And all the scouts, that takes in the whole group.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, back a ways for about 5 years, we had the fifth and eighth graders touring the city and the museum, and then writing essays and giving prizes. Writing essays and then built models.
Mm-hmm.
They did a wonderful piece of work. But we finally stopped it. The essays were getting so good that I couldn't get judges. The children knew more than the judges did.
Is there anything in the museum that's particularly special to you, or that you think is particularly important?
Yes. Well, copies. We have a letter of Abe Lincoln is in the bank, but the copy is hanging here. And Sandburg had the same copy in his books. And that came through Civil War was on, and the churches were helping all they could, and the Methodists were sending quite a delegation down to let Lincoln know that they were behind him, and the committee set up a letter that they were going to give him, and someone on the committee sent him a copy. So Lincoln was prepared and had his copy ready, that is, to his answer, and he received them. Now that was, the name will come to me, a minister went with him from Willoughby, and the answer, this minister said, oh, I'd love to have a copy of that. And Lincoln said, sit down, I can write it right away. And he did, signed it Abe Lincoln. And this minister had that. Eventually, he gave the letter. It was to the effect that they had so many nurses and so many soldiers, and Lincoln answered it the same, that he knew they had, but other churches had as many as they could have, according to their size, you know. But anyway, they sat down, he got a copy. Finally gave it to his grandson, and his grandson was mayor of Alliance. He'd married James Ammerman's sister, Maude Ammerman, and they had it, and Gay and James said that the Alliance should have that here.
You know a lot of people, don't you? You just give these names, you know all these names through all these years. That's a wonderful memory. Tell me this, as I'm talking to you, I see a top hat over there on the wall. And of course, you know, then I think to myself, Tom, I'd like to put on that top hat. Now, what do you think about fashions today compared to the fashions when you were growing up in Alliance, turn of the century, and the men were wearing those fancy hats and the ladies were wearing their bustles and so on?
Well, as far as hats are concerned, down through the years, they've always been lovely. Always lovely. And we have some very lovely hats here that go way back. But when it comes to dresses, that's different.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care too much for the style now. And we have wedding dresses here from a way, way back. Nobody can wear them. For the ladies aren't built that way now. And then they don't have stays in everything and lace, have somebody lace them up. They live more naturally, and I think they're healthier.
Well, I think that I would have to say that you're just about the healthiest specimen I've ever seen for all of these years, 1885. We're going to conclude this now on the 4th of September, 1968, an interview with Mrs. Ellen Evans of the Alliance Historical Society with the reminiscing about Alliance. And is there anything else you'd like to add for this record?
I just would invite folks to come and see the museum. They had the impression that it was would be just like Mabel left it, which is a mistake. We have tried, all the folks working here have tried to keep it as Mabel requested.
Mm-hmm. As
and
a museum.
We have, and everybody that comes is surprised.
Pleasantly surprised.
Pleasantly, yes.
Well, fine. Thank you.
And we get the folks from all over, out of the country and from all over the country, calling.
Well, that's a fine record. Thank you very much, Mrs. Evans.